This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 6:46. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And for our next story, it's a very interesting but also a troubling one. So MyCard applicants among the indigenous communities in Sarawak have been complaining about finding their religious status automatically converted to Islam. And essentially, this seems to be happening because of bin or binti being present in their names, despite them not being of Muslim faith. And this happens in Sabah as well. And then the process to correct this error is complicated. So I think today what we want to talk about is why this is happening and also how this mistake ends up having very real life implications.
I mean, it affects people in many ways, right? In your personal lives, in your work, in your family, in terms of education sometimes. And the reason this has come to light is because the Malaysian Human Rights Commission, or Suhakam, released a statement talking about how, because this is an administrative issue, that correcting the error should be made easier. But in actuality, it really is not, because needing to change your religion from Islam to non-Islam on your MyCard actually involves not just your state level JPN, but it actually is something that needs to be discussed at a federal level. So that adds a layer of complication that makes an error, I think, that happens fairly in a simple way, but becomes a big problem when you want to correct it.
There are times where I feel as if bureaucracy is almost making fun of itself. And this feels like one of those moments, because this is a bureaucratic or administrative error, right? Essentially, it's a filing mistake. It's the idea of, you know, wrongly identifying something and automatically filing it into a space that it should not go. And so you would think that if the error is happening on that level, the solution should also be able to take place on that level. But I think what's happening here is, firstly, bureaucracy, you know, the difficulty of fixing that, the processes involved in doing so. And secondly, the sensitivity of the subject, which I think is not of assistance in this moment.
And we hear every so often, you know, these cases of people who have been registered under the wrong religion, sort of not really knowing, not really sort of thinking it's a big problem until it comes time to register in school or at a time when you're stopped and asked for your IC for whatever reason. So these do have real life implications, and it shouldn't have to be something where you have to travel outside of your state, come down to the capital so that you can get this sorted out, because honestly, that just involves way too much work.
Yeah, and I also don't want to gloss over the fact that real life implications is one thing, but also personal implications, like how your relationship to your own beliefs, you know what I mean? I'm not sure that that is something that should be impacted by a clerical error.
It
just does not feel right on that basis. So we're talking today about the fact that among Indigenous communities in Sarawak, MyCard applicants who have bin or binti in their names despite not being Muslim themselves have complained about finding their religious status on the MyCard automatically converted to Islam. And this is something that Suhakam is now calling on the NRD, the National Registration Department, to correct and to make this whole process of correction easier. On the line with us now to discuss this is Dr. Madeline Burma, Sarawak Commissioner for Suhakam. Dr. Madeline, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hello, thank you very much for inviting me. I really enjoy the two of you discussing the really good.
Thank you very much. So we kind of touched on it, but I think you would know more. How do these errors happen?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I think you have just picked up the issue that has been reported in our local newspaper. Yeah? First is we have one report being brought up in the Dayak Daily. That's number one in Sarawak. And secondly, I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's also on the Malay Mail. If I'm not mistaken, I can't remember. Okay. Now, if you look at the issue, you know, closer, the problem started when we knew about it. It had been there, as I said. The problem had been quite some time, and it's a long-standing problem, systemic problem. It's just that nobody really brought it up. Now, this issue only came to the front when I reached out to a few of the NGOs, and the issue was initially related to statelessness and non-documentation, or rather undocumented children. So when we brought the issue of, when we had a webinar on undocumented children, or rather on undocumented citizens, not the citizens, undocumented Sarawakians. So that's when this issue started coming out. And I said, oh, I really need to look into this. So that's when I reached out. And there are a few people coming forward to report of their situation. So these cases were brought to Sohakam. So what I'm sharing with you today are some of the cases that has been brought forward. Okay. Now, actually, there are many issues that are related to this on and related to the word is changing the status of their religious or rather religion on identity card. Please don't get me wrong. Some people were saying that, oh, Sohakam Sarawak is trying to change the Islamic status of the Muslims. That is murtad. No, no, that is not the function of this discussion, okay? Or rather, that's not what Sohakam was doing when we initiated the webinar. Now, the most important thing I would like to highlight is that it's merely about changing the status of their on their IC or identity card, okay? Now, how it started? The few cases that we had was, it's a very simple case. I when I heard the two of you were saying, it started off as a very simple problem whereby someone had their name, like for example, in Sarawak or even in Sabah for that matter. I do have in my generation or those older than me where their names have Madeline, Binti, Yunus. In Sarawak, that's quite common for us to have names because Christianity and Islam, we do have some common names that that to us in Sarawak, it is not really an issue. Okay, so on the old identity card, do you remember the old identity card? The soft one that's really elastic before we change to the MyCard. I'm sure you are of a younger generation, so you don't have that identity card, the old generation. Okay. The old identity card, there was no, it was not stated somewhere there, their religious status. Okay? So their name is, I'll just use my name, for example, Madeline Binti Burma. So it was okay. Then there was an effort to change to the new MyCard. So when they wanted to change to the new MyCard, when they got, okay, there was an application going on, blah, 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 according to the complainants. So they said when they received the new identity card, if you are a Muslim, on your identity card, there will be two things that will be stated at the bottom right-hand corner, if you check that, if some of you, maybe not for us, okay? It will be stated there on the identity card, warga negara, okay? The other one is wanita, perempuan. And the other status, if you're a Muslim, they will put there Islam. But I think for non-Muslims, you don't have that. So this, the few of them who came to report to Sohakam, they said, we have never professed the Islamic religion. The only problem that we face now is that suddenly on our identity card, there is a status there called Islam. But we never professed the Islamic religion. So they came to Sohakam one or two months back to report that situation because they tried very hard in terms of trying to change that status. But as you have rightly mentioned, it is not as straightforward. For us, it is merely an administrative error. So what they did was they went up to Jabatan Pendaftaran at the state level. So they have to fill up some forms, complete some forms that says that we want to change the status. Now, when you want to change the status of the religious status on your identity card, it is perceived as you are trying, or the person is trying, convert out of Islam. But technically, they were never Muslims in the first place. Oh, so that's when we start going. Then we start investigating. Okay, then the next level that they need to prove is that they need to prove, or they have to come up with documents. This is what they told us. They need to prove that they are not converts. They have never converted to Islam. So they need to get proof of this non-conversion from Jabatan Agama Islam at the state level. Okay? So they went to the Jabatan Agama Islam and they said, yes, Jabatan Agama Islam had to take some time to go through their database and to show whether they have never really converted or if they had converted unknowingly or they have forgotten. Now, a kind of a formal document will be issued to state that they have not been converted to Islam and they need to bring that document. Or if they had converted, they also need to bring that document to show or to prove to Jabatan Pendaftaran. Now, after Jabatan Pendaftaran received these letters, or this, what do you call this, formal letter from Jabatan Agama Islam, now that's where the process will take a very, very long time. They have to bring the case up to the federal level, because anything that involves changing the status of agama, it had to be brought to a different level. That was what I was being told when we had a meeting with Jabatan Pendaftaran Negara, with the one we had that was like 2 months back, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was together with the Jabatan Pendaftaran Negara, KL. Okay, this is the headquarters. So they said it had to be brought to a jatuan kuasa, a committee that will decide whether there is really evidence to show that it is really a genuine case. It is a technical error. Now, even if it is a technical or an administrative error, it will still take some time. And it is really, really very difficult for them to kind of approve immediately. So it will take some time. So this issue has been prolonged. It has been going on for so long. And many of the complainants were telling me, like this one lady, a Penan lady, she's already 60 over years old, 68, if I'm not mistaken. She said it took her more than, it had already been like 7 years or 8 years. And she is still waiting for the process. So I think you are right when both of you mentioned it. I think we did, for very clear-cut cases, so this is where Suhakam Sarawak, or even Suhakam for that matter, we request that NRD or Jabatan Pendaftaran Negara to kind of do not lump them together, like those who are really genuinely seeking to opt out, or rather to change the status, they want to change the status from Islam to other religion because their marriage fails or because there was a divorce going on. That is a different case. So the one that I just mentioned just now is quite a straightforward case of these non-Muslims whose name had a bin or binti, but when they changed their identity card to my card, there was an administrative error. So I define this as an administrative conversion to Islam. So I think there is a need for us to be very to expedite this process, because in a way it is quite straightforward. So there are a few cases who fell into this category. So I'll just stop until here.
Madeline, you gave us such a great insight into this. We just have a slightly less than a minute, but I wanted to know, do you see enough willpower from the federal government to fix this?
Okay, Sabah and Sarawak, it is very unique because the right to citizenship is not really a prerogative. So it has always been associated with security. So now, if you look at about identity cards in Sabah, Sarawak, that's why the issue of undocumentation or statelessness is a very tricky issue. So to a certain extent, many of those children born to this family, their children will automatically become Islam if they get married to another person. So there is another problem related to that, which, like you say, it's only 1 minute. So because we do have problems also associated with that, because when the marriage fails and they are no longer Muslims, so they wanted to opt out of that marriage and to opt out of the religion, but you can't do that in Malaysia. So it's not really that straightforward. So that's another problem. So the federal government, and this is where I call for the for those in authority to really look into this matter seriously, because it is really, really affecting the lives, as you rightly mentioned, the lives, education, you know, all other aspects of their livelihood. Even the biggest challenge is when they die, what will happen to them? Are they going to be married as Christian, Buddhist, or are they going to be married as Muslim? Technically, they will be married as Muslim. That's number one. Number two is that if they are men, okay, Muslim men, that's where the religious, what we call it, the Islamic fara'id comes into play, you know, in terms of the wealth, distribution of wealth, you know, after their death. So there's a lot of complication that is associated with it, not only during when they are still alive, but also when they are, when they already, like, when they die or when they're already dead. So there's a lot of complication that is involved. So it is really very important for the government to look into this matter, because it's really involving a lot of the, what we call, first is the livelihood. The other one is about opportunities. The third one is about, really, it's basic, fundamental human rights. Yeah. Thank you.
Dr. Madeline, thank you so much again for sharing your thoughts. That was Dr. Madeline Burma, Sarawak Commissioner for Suhakam, talking about essentially a clerical error that is expanding into to have huge repercussions. We do now have to head to the 7 o'clock news. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.